The Heritage Centre in Wick remarkably recreates the days when herring was king. This centre is run by the Wick Society, whose energetic chairman Ian Sutherland, currently writing a book on Sennet fishing, now discusses some of the Halloween, Christmas and New Year customs and superstitions.
Well, Halloween, to start with, had the most widespread practice, which is argued now, and that was the one of casting a glaze. That was the thing that was tied in with all the other old Halloween superstitions of folk casting their luck. Now, I haven't heard of casting a glaze being done outside of Caithness, but it might have been. If it was involved, it was often for young lassies that they had to cast a glaze for. It seemingly was more important to get fortune tale for young lassies rather than young men. And twa young lassies had to go for a freshwater spring or a well, and they couldn't speak to any other when they rode out or they rode back. And it had to be well water. They took a pile with them, got the water, and came back, and still no speaking, and they get into the spey wife. Now there's folks still living in the day when they did this done, and the last spey wife that did this, to my knowledge, died only about 15 years ago. They came in, never a word was said, and they gave her a water. She took a cubby fill, a bowl fill, and she broke the white one egg in it. No, the red one, she kept that with the white one egg. And she watched it. And if you ever pit the white one egg in water, in cold water, it turns it into all sorts of queer shapes and twists. And she could interpret this. And she could tell for the future. Held first of all, and it's on record that certainly on three occasions she spoke in riddles that what she said was written. Now that was the strangest Halloween custom here. A lot of the other Halloween customs is a standard Allery country, you know, a guy's in and a kick-a-dory night and all the other things that, you know, and it's just the same standard as Aller Scotland. And we come to New Year. Now, of course, New Year in Wick and still is held by a big bonfire. We burned it down. That's the old pagan custom, you know, burning away all the evil spirits of the past year and hoping to get a fresh start for the incoming year. But of course, we didn't have it at any time, because although the New Year starts on the 1st of January, it isn't a time we started on the 1st of January. It used to start on the 12th of January at one time. And in fact, there's still two or three folk, myself among them, that we keep a dram in our bottle for our New Year's Day. My grandfather, first, is a great believer in our New Year's Day. And that comes by 1599, in fact. It was Jamie the Sixth himself that changed the year at times, so that Scotland would conform with other countries according to themselves, that Hedis, the Dinny Law, fasted. But of course England didn't. England still kept, I think it was the 23rd or 25th of March, was the start of their New Year's Day. Reached up the 1750s. It was only 1750th, and England had changed, so that they started on the 1st of January, like you rest. However, we had this bonfire, and this is the pagan fire festival that goes back into time immemorial, and we still have it. It's been held for about 1,000 years anyway, and that's the time immemorial, we cannot tell. And in other places they have a saying, like the Burning Away Cravey, I think they have that in Burghead, do they not? And they have an earthing of Stromness, and I think in some tunes, but it's the same festival, somewhat tunes down in the southeast of Scotland, there is things as that, and that. But it's the same Celtic fire festival. And of course we have the first meeting and all that. And, well, the bonfire is not like it used to be. I mean, I've seen, now we're young, there'll be 1,000 folk at a bonfire. Come out with Hogmanay, we left there just before the New Year came in. But off of an hour, it's only about 40 or 50, you know, within this nonsense that's on the television is far more attractive than a bonfire and like that. So we have about 50 or 100, but before to a diehard like myself, and we'll be in and keep going.
Do you still take gifts round at New Year? You know, the bit of coal and the kipper and things like that?
Not in a tune, but I believe they did do it up in Leicester and Leatherin and places like that. In fact, some of the older folk up there didn't give Christmas presents last day. They take their presents round with them at New Year, so that's like the thing you're referring to. Because, mind, when I was young, and this is just at the back of the war, the shops and week was open like the 5th of every day. The boat was at sea. Everything you don't hide. It wasn't until in the 1950s that they started paying any attention until Christmas. Because of course that was because the Kirk had decreed that, you know, there would be very little rejoicing and no laughing if it could be at all avoided.
You're interested in the fish, and I believe you're writing a book on it at the present time.
That's right, I'm doing on the history of the sea netting in Scotland, and it was about half done in a minute.